From AccuWeather.com, this is AccuWeather Daily. A brief host-read article, it's weather news in a nutshell.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
The National Lightning Safety Council announced this week that 13 people were killed by lightning in 2023. It's the second lowest number since 2001 and well under the 10-year average of 22 per year. The first National Lightning Safety Awareness Campaign was initiated by the National Weather Service and the NLSC back in 2001. On the decline since then, the lowest fatality count was 2021, when there were 11 lightning-related deaths recorded. Last year, a study on lightning fatalities by John Jensenius Jr., a lightning safety specialist at NLSC, concluded that nearly two-thirds of the lightning deaths happened to people enjoying outdoor leisure activities, including fishing, beach and boat-related activities, and camping. Jensenius said that based on media reports of the fatal incidents, many victims were either headed to safety at the time of the fatal strike or were just steps away from safety. Continued efforts are needed to convince people to move inside a safe place before the lightning threat becomes significant. For many outdoor activities, situational awareness and proper planning are essential to safety. Meanwhile, lightning activity was at a 7-year high nationally, according to the 2023 annual lightning report by Vaisala X-Weather. A lightning flash is what would typically be observed as a strike, and these numbers do not count multiple strikes that may occur in the same channel during one flash. During last year, a total of 242 million lightning flashes occurred in the U.S., according to Vaisala X-Weather. Lightning density, measured by county, was higher than usual in Mississippi, Alabama, New England, and the northwestern corner of the nation. Below normal activity was experienced in the Midwest and Mid-Atlantic region. Due to its size, Texas led the nation with more than 42 million lightning flashes, but Florida had the highest density. Both are typical during any given year. The highest day of lightning activity was June 14th, according to Vaisala X-Weather, with more than 3.6 million flashes. One World Trade Center in New York was struck by lightning 191 times, with Willis Tower in Chicago absorbing 158 strikes last year. Like tall buildings, wind turbines are frequently struck by lightning. In 2023, over 77,000 lightning strikes hit 31% of wind farms in the U.S. Both wind farms and tall buildings typically have lightning arrestor systems that direct the current safely to the ground. AEM's Earth Network's Total Lightning Network annual report from last year echoed Vaisala's assertions. Included in AEM's list of notable lightning events last year was the Los Angeles County thundersnow event on February 25th, part of a larger storm system that caused heavy snow and rain in Southern California. July of last year, which was the hottest month ever measured on Earth, was also a stormy month. For states where July had the most lightning flashes, lightning activity was 1.5% to 3.3% above the runner-up month, according to AEM. Also of interest at AccuWeather.com, as benign weather settles in over much of the U.S. this week, there is a powerful storm brewing for California with enough rain on the way to trigger flooding and also provide a boost in snow for the mountains. Also, read the story of a Massachusetts firefighter rescuing a dog from a frozen river last week. That story and more can be found at AccuWeather.com. And for your local forecast at your fingertips, download the AccuWeather app. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with more weather news.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. and they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.